So as I told you before, magnifying glass isn't lying. It's telling us what it appears to be. So if I'm looking at the world through a magnifying glass, some things appear to be bigger. I'm here to tell you that sometimes certain situations appear to be bigger than what they really are. You, me, we need to stop magnifying them, and we need to begin to make the adjustments. Lord, magnify my vision in your word. Magnify my understanding in your word, but let me not be distracted by or begin to magnify the things of this world. Because if you're going to get the glory, if you're going to get the glory in the story, then I need to glorify you. So again, you need to make adjustments. I'm here to tell you that it doesn't matter who you are. Change is hard. It's hard. Change is hard. I'm finding myself sometimes in being stubborn. Yes, even me, I'm stubborn at times. And now I reflect upon the things that I was told as a kid. And some of those things are still present even today. And so what we must understand that the Holy Spirit needs to be able to guide you and to guide me, and that rest is indeed essential. Rest is essential. I also want you to have a good understanding about grace. Grace finds us when we're the most undeserving. Grace finds us when we're unworthy. Grace meets us where we failed the test. I don't know about you, but I am so glad, y'all, that grace meets me even when I'm lost. Grace has met me when I took an alternative route in life. And so grace meets me so that he can get the glory. He didn't have to send. God didn't have to send me grace, but he sent me grace to lead me, to allow me to get on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So my question for you is, if God can send grace to you, are you willing to give yourself grace? Yeah. Are you willing to say, God, I'm not there yet? Are you willing to say, Melanie, I'm not there yet. I gotta be patient. I have to forgive myself for my shortcomings. I have to stop replaying some things in my past so that I can grow into my future. So what I want you to know as we come to a conclusion with this particular section, God is more than enough for me. He's more than enough to meet my directional needs. But in order for him to be more than enough, I have to be willing to obey his directions. I need to be willing to follow his GPS. I have to be able to understand that in life I might get rerouted, but it doesn't mean I quit. It doesn't mean I throw in the towel. Until we meet again, thanks so much. Bye-bye.